the many mistresses of a certain famous golf player. Dylan thought about leaking the affair to the media, but she was too embarrassed to come forward. Chicks often hated her and called her a slut, but what people didn't understand was that Dylan didn't sleep with random guys just for the pleasure of it. She did it because she thought that maybe, just maybe, one of them would be the one. Yep, Dylan had slept with them all, but none matched the swagger of the one she couldn't have. His name stayed tattooed on her brain. He was the persistent hunger pang in the pit of her stomach that wouldn't go away. For months, Dylan had tried her best to put him out of her mind. She prayed to God on a nightly basis to help her get over him. She'd torn up all of his pictures, took his number out of her phone, and told her friends to never utter his name. But there he was. Dylan's heart thumped loudly in her chest as the palm of her hands moistened with sweat, almost causing her to drop the glass of Chardonnay she held. She could smell the sweet scent of his Clive Christian cologne all the way from across the room. It was strong, intimidating, and overpowering, just like he was. Sure, other men donned the scent, but none wore it quite like him. She wondered, if she kissed his skin, would it still taste the same on her tongue? Dylan turned around slowly and braced her rapidly beating heart for the sight of his face. Through the crowd of concertgoers, she spotted him. He looked even better than he had 6 months before. State was the epitome of what a man was supposed to be. He possessed heart palpitation, dry mouth, can't even speak good looks. Women from across the country pined to be with him. Hailing from Hackney, London, he was 6 feet, 190 pounds, a Sierra Leonean and Ghanaian god with skin the color of dark chocolate. He owned a thriving record label, a clothing company, 2 restaurants, and was the co-owner of a professional basketball team. That night, he wore a black LA cap, which covered his low cut with waves, but enhanced his piercing brown eyes, defined nose, come kiss me lips, and goatee. He rocked your typical hood boy attire, but with finesse. Dylan swore she never saw a man make a black leather jacket, white V-neck tee, artful Dodgers jeans, and tan suede Tims look so good. He donned a simple yet stunning gold rosary and a Nixon watch. Not only was he rich and successful, State was her first in every significant moment in her life. He was the first man to ever say no to her, the first to make her want to settle down, the first she'd ever said I love you to, picked out rings with, and made wedding plans with. He was the first man she'd ever become pregnant by, and the first she'd ever had an abortion for. But most importantly, he was the first man to ever break her heart. In the beginning, what they shared was only supposed to be a casual fling. Dylan never saw herself getting her feelings into it, but soon she found herself out in the streets calling him her baby. An on-again, off-again, 3-year relationship filled with mind-numbing sex, shopping sprees, weekend getaways, an unexpected pregnancy, and the promise of them one day getting married had her stuck for a minute. For a while, Dylan was content with their chaotic relationship, but she didn't realize that the side effects of dating him may include A, nausea, B, insomnia, C, lack of appetite, D, headache, E, weight loss, F, depression, G, not answering her phone calls at night, H, nonstop crying until he answered the phone, I, never wanting to socialize with her friends, J, random chicks mean mugging her in the club, K, Magnum condoms found in the glove compartment of his car when they went raw, L, bacterial infection, tyrannical outbursts when confronted about side effects G, H, I.